sent an email today talking about the fellowship that individuals have and what happened to togetherness. And what a wonderful thing it is to be together, and how so many people don't have that. But with that togetherness, there's a responsibility. You know, we've just begun a new year, and we need to realize the great opportunities that lie before us personally, but lie before us also in the realm of benefiting, being an example, encourager, a strength to those about us. Whenever we look at the work that goes on in any given congregation, in any family, we realize that it comes from several who took the initiative, beginning with, to be that example, to take the first steps. 1 Timothy 4, Timothy was told, you be that one. Paul spoke about the fact in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, how he lived in such a way that he could say to others, be ye followers of me. You know, I look at my children, my grandchildren. I look at other members of the congregation. I look at these little children that run up to me for candy and such, and I think, you know, they're looking at me as more than just a candy man. There is an example that I am. And I have a responsibility to live in such a way that my life is a strength and an encouragement to every single person around me. Looking at 2008, one of the things that I contemplated personally was my responsibility to strive to have more of an impact on people's lives. One of the things I think that troubles each and every one of us is we look to individuals, and they're the ones who wouldn't be here tonight, not couldn't, but ones who never would be here tonight. And you look at such individuals and you think, how can I help them? What can I do to make them a stronger individual, to make them a Christian in every sense of the word? And one of the things that I look at and I realize is I cannot, you cannot force anybody. Thus, in 2008, I've determined I'm going to strive to be a better influence, a better example, a better encouragement in every way that I can in my life. And that's a responsibility I have. Of course, I got news of the new addition to our family. I added responsibility right there at my doorstep, but it doesn't just stop there. Each one of us here tonight, no doubt a large part of you at the beginning of the year, have thought about decisions that you'll make for the coming year. But really, one of the greatest things you can do is just simply to reaffirm the decision that you've made in becoming a Christian. If you have decided to follow Jesus, then that's a decision that's going to encompass every area of your life. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 16, let your light so shine that men might see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. If every one of us determines that we will live as that example that we ought to be, that yes, we will teach every opportunity, we'll seek out new opportunities to sit down and open the Bible, but to realize one of the strongest teachings you do in addition to that is simply living as you ought to be, so that you can say to everyone round about, or that they can say, whether you know it or not, and many times they do, I'll follow him or I'll follow her. I look at my children, my grandchildren, I look at other people in this congregation, from the young ones up to the old ones, and I ask myself from time to time, what if they follow me? Where will I lead? Whenever we look at it in that way, it's sometimes a frightening thing. I don't want anybody to follow me. I don't want anybody to follow you, except it be that we follow Christ. But if we determine to be that way, then it's not a fear that we have, but really it's an anticipation that I can teach people the truth, but I can also show them. As you face the coming year, I pray that that's a decision that you've made. Tonight, if you have not decided to follow Jesus, you have opportunity to do that. Jesus went to the cross. He sacrificed himself for that which lay beyond. He trusted in the Father. He said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And really, whenever we follow the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ and being baptized, that's what we do. We place our trust ultimately and completely in the Father's hands, saying, you know, this life that I've lived isn't the way it ought to be. And thus I'm willing to sacrifice those things, the things that are near and dear to people in this world. I put those back. I repent of the life that I lived, and now I'm turning to serve you. based on that faith that I have. And now I'm ready to confess you before others and then to be baptized into Christ. And whenever that's done, we rise to walk in the newness of life, as Paul said in Romans, the 6th chapter. If you haven't made that decision, you need to make it tonight. Not only for self, but for the benefit of others round about you, that they can see a good and godly example. If you're a child of God, you've made that decision. We need to examine and say, is that the path I'm walking? Is the path that I'm walking on as a child of God, is it the way that leads to eternal life? If not, I need to return again for my own sake, but also for the sake of those who see me and will be followers. If we can help you to make those decisions tonight, we pray that you'll do so as we stand and sing the song of invitation.